everything. You put them in a salad.
What, tomatoes?
Yeah, you get the little kind of there?
No, I never fooled the little one. I got one kind. Well, in fact, I planted two kinds last year, and this year I got one kind planted. I got a seed that my daddy used to have, my grandpa and all that. He used to hold the seed, you know.
Yeah.
My daddy used to experiment on all that stuff, which one had the most meat in it and water, like a solid tomato. Because you can find a tomato sometimes that big and they just be about half of it that's good. The rest of it is nothing but just seeds and meat like it, no water, something like that. And my daddy used to raise tomatoes, and he'd take them over here and go to Friday and try to sell them in a restaurant, and everybody would raise Cain about it because it was too big to put on a sandwich. And he had a certain kind that he had three different kind of plants that he had the all season and the Louisiana pink and he had another kind, I can't think of the name. Well, it's all known as Creole tomatoes is what it is. Well, I keep that all season going all the time. I keep my own seeds every year.
The little ones, you call them?
And the plum tomatoes?
Sometimes they would come up.
I didn't care about them.
You wouldn't plant them, sometimes they just come up.
You know, they'd come up around here.
They would come
volunteers?
Yeah. Now,
because we never had none around here. I put it that way, we never had new seeds around here.
Kind of other things that you would raise in your garden? Sweet potatoes? Yeah.
Oh, have mercy. We used to raise sweet potatoes until we had them from one season to the other.
Any different kinds?
No. Well, it was about two kinds. But my daddy never did like to plant them yams, them white ones. Much, it was mostly the red ones.
Those were yams?
Mm-hmm. Red triumph, that's what I guess they call them. We used to have a place over there, what we call a potato bank. It was...
You barely walk in, what?
Yeah, keep them hitting your head, like.
You had to what?
It was,
keep them hitting your head, you had to...
Stoop down, you know, like, squat. And what he had made on... He had built it, he had put a whole lot of dirt and built it up high, and then he put cross ties, railroad cross ties, and then he started the roof from there, you see, it had pointed like, and we started in the middle, and we had a door on each end, we started in the middle and backing up, filling that up, and then we'd go to the other side and start from there.
What about?
Put them up in hay and wild here, you know. And boy, that thing was sweating there. You talk about sweet. Good gracious, boy, that was potatoes them days.
Potatoes sweated?
And something funny, they'll sweat and it won't rot. And it won't sprout. That's the funny thing.
Now the little kind of vegetable that you would chop up and make your eyes water. You raise them? Strong odor?
What you talking about? No, onions and...
Yeah, you raise shallots?
Shallots? I just got through picking up my shallots.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of vegetables would you put in a good soup,
Mr. Well, I'd put all kind of vegetable, like just like the kind of meat vegetable. I'd put corn and carrots and